thank the Lord for our superintendent who brought forth the word. She showed us a listener to the tapes, I tell you that much. And she don't forget what she read, what she hear about. And that's good. That's real good. I'm hoping and praying that we get some more in here to do likewise. Man, listen to those tapes and then calculate what you're hearing. Put it into your memories, what you're hearing on the tapes. All right, it's just so nice, it's so sweet to be with Jesus. Amen. I got up this morning and went out there and played them tapes and played the records. And I just had church out there. So y'all can turn your radio on now, turn your radio on to WGAC 1540 on your dial. 1540. Now one thing else, I really gonna need, I need some help. I'm gonna need some help. May not be able to be on the air every day because I need some help. That's not no good job. I need some help, somebody to help me. And I am right now not engaging to help put anybody else on the radio, no other churches or whatever you on them selling on time. We're not into that. We're not going to be into that. Selling on time is just only going to be, and we're going to go to Romans, I think, around about 40. We went to Romans 10:17. 10:17. Let's go up around about 4 or 5 verses up of the 17th verse. All right. This is a good lesson. It's a good lesson we've been talking about. We've been talking about the spoken word. God, it is the sword of the Spirit. The sword of when?
The sword of the Spirit.
All right, the sword of the Spirit. All right, let's go into the word and see what it says.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 11.
Can you put some effort on what you read, how you're reading?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. For the Spirit says.
For the Spirit says.
That's it. Come on, put something to it in there. Don't drag it. All right, let's go.
Whosoever believeth on him.
Whosoever believeth on him.
Shall not perish.
Whosoever believeth. The Spirit said that. The Spirit said when? The Spirit said when?
Whosoever believeth on him.
Whosoever believeth on him. The Spirit said that. What is the Spirit? What is the Spirit?
The spoken word.
It is the Word. The Word. The Word said this. The Word said it. We got to put our feet and put our hands on the Word. Keep our thinking, our understanding on the Word. So the Spirit said,
Whosoever
believeth on him
shall not be ashamed.
Shall not be ashamed. Shall not be ashamed. Now you don't have to be ashamed about believing on what the Word of God said. Now we got thousands and hundreds of people, they believe it. They say they believe it, but they're ashamed to talk about or to believe in some parts of the Bible.
Yeah.
All the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And some parts of the Word, they won't talk on it. They won't talk about it.
They will they'll go around and say everything else but what the Word of God said. They won't live what they're reading, what the Spirit said through the Word of God. They won't live it. So the Spirit said.
For the Scripture said. Whosoever believeth on him. Shall not be ashamed.
You don't have to be ashamed if you're going to do what the Scripture
said.
All right. Amen, my brothers and sisters. You don't have to be ashamed. If you when you do what the Scripture said, don't let nobody come and tell you, well, you shouldn't go to church, and you shouldn't worship the Lord, you shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't give in the church, you shouldn't support the church, anything it is. But about what the Scripture said.
That's right.
And Scripture said, if you're believing in the Scripture, then you don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. Oh, that's a good stuff. Oh, yeah, I know that's good. Raw meat and no bread. I can't stop with this. All right, read on it.
For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks.
For there is no difference. Amen. Between the whom?
The Jews and the Greeks.
Amen. Why is it no different? Read.
For the same Lord over all is rich unto that call upon him.
Now see, he's saying here, amen, the same thing for the Jews is for whom?
For the Greeks.
Amen. The same law. See, the Lord don't just love one nation and one people. He loves everybody.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
That's what he's saying. He's saying he's not no partial of lovers.
Right.
He loves everybody.
Right.
Amen. All right, now watch this here. He loves the Greek and the when?
And the Jews.
And the Jews. Come
for
on.
For the same Lord. Over all.
The same Lord is over some.
All.
The same Lord is over some.
It's over all.
The same Lord is just over the people that are baptized in Jesus now, like in the main church.
Over all.
The same, amen, Lord, he's over all. Read now.
Is rich.
He's not poor. Now if you got this Lord down, come on here now, then you ought not to be on the, down in the dumps and what have you. And always, amen, in trouble, in need and what have you. If you're walking with this God.
That's right.
Am I right? Because you're serving a Lord that is rich.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Rich in everything. Rich in his word, rich in money, rich in silver and gold or whatever. He's rich. Read now.
Unto all that shall call upon him.
He is rich unto all of them that call upon him. Call upon him.
Yes.
Amen. He's rich, rich towards us. Amen. He make us rich. Amen. We ain't supposed to be no always on time or on the streak of borrowing. Amen. We supposed to be a lender.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
Amen. Because this man made us rich. Any question? Anybody got any question? All right now, because I want y'all to get into this thing, because this thing is good. All right now, watch this now.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Call upon the name of the Lord shall be when?
Saved.
Shall be saved. Amen. Otherwise, if you want to be saved, and then you got to know who is the Lord. You got to know who is the Lord. And then, amen, and be taught about the Lord and how the Lord walks. You got to learn how he walks. things that he does, the things that he wants you to do. Amen. And then you can and maintain this of being saved, but you can't be saved just walking in the door. Walking in the door and then come up here and then and the preacher said, repeat after me and raise your hand, I'm gonna pray, I'll pray for it, pray your prayer face and you'll save. No, you can't be saved that way. Heaven is saved. Now, otherwise, a believer saved, but not a heaven is saved. Already a fit for heaven. Now, that's where the revenue has the right to divide that. They have the right to divide that. That they told them, telling the people that they are ready for heaven. And they believe on the Lord. Amen. And you say that's all you got to do. You ain't got to do nothing else. No, that ain't what he's saying now. Amen. All right. Believe on the Lord, and you will say, read.
For whosoever shall call upon the name
now,
of the Lord.
Now, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord.
Shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him?
How then? How are you going to call on them?
And whom they have not believed.
No, y'all hear this now. Y'all hear it now. Get this in your spirit. Get this in your word. And whom shall they do what?
In whom they have not believed.
They have not believed in. Amen. How are you going to do what?
Call on them.
How are you going to call on them? You can't call on someone that you don't even know.
That's right.
And we got a lot of folks that all messed up. And they trying to call on the Lord and want the Lord to do it and Lord and they don't even know who he is. They don't know that Jesus is God and he manifests in their flesh. They don't know that he came to his own street and not the ministry received him. He gave power to become sons of God. They don't know all of this. Amen. We got to know this and know who he really is. Amen. Read now.
And how shall they believe in him? Of whom they have not heard.
Of them whom they had not heard. If you ain't heard nothing, how you gonna believe? That's what he's saying. He said, if you ain't heard nothing about it, how you gonna believe? And amen, you stay away from the church, you stay away from Bible class, you stay away from Sunday school. Come on here now. Amen. And you ain't hearing nothing, so how you gonna believe?
All right. That's right.
Amen. You got to come in, where you can hear something so you can believe. Right. That's what he's saying. All right, read.
And how can they hear without a preacher?
Now, don't get it wrong, my brothers and sisters, and that you can stay at home, you can be a slave and anybody else. That's what those people out there, you know, that's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. They tell you, your kinfolk, loved one, and all they said to you, I can stay at home and I can read my own Bible and I can be as a savior you. And when you get to heaven, I'm going to be there too. Mm-hmm. No, you cannot be. Because he's saying here in the scripture, isn't it? All right, now wait a second. Read it again, daughter.
How shall they hear? Without a preacher.
You got to have a preacher. Otherwise, you got to go where the preacher is. What did I not say?
You got to go where the preacher is.
Jesus, sometimes folks say, won't stay home. Well, you got to go where the preacher is. You got to get up out of that bed and get out of that chair. Come on here now. And sitting in front of that TV, wherever, come on here. You got to go where the preacher is. In order to be able to do what?
To hear.
You can't hear if you don't go where the preacher is. And you can't hear without a preacher.
That's right.
That's what it says. All right, now watch this now.
How shall they preach? Except they be sent.
Now see that the preacher is trying to preach and then they had not been sent.
All right.
been trying to tell somebody else about the word of God, and they had not been told themselves. Amen. You got to be sent before you can tell somebody about what the word of God say. You got to sit under someone. Get something from hearing. Hearing is important for everybody to have. It is to hear. All right, now watch this now.
As it is written.
Now, as it is written. As it is written.
How beautiful are the feet of them.
Look there. Now, as it is written, and how beautiful are the feet of them.
That preach the gospel of peace.
That carry the word of God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Be clean. Whatever you're going to do, be clean. Don't be no sometime up preacher and sometime down preacher. Amen. But you got your feet got to be clean. You got to be clean. And know you're clean. Know you are walking with the Lord. Know, amen, that God is on your side. How beautiful are the feet of them that does what?
Preach the gospel of
peace. Carry the word of God. Carry the word of God.
Bishop, feet. Now, when they talk about feet, it's not the natural feet, it's feet of the way they live, right? And the way they've been taught with the spirit, like you said, your garment, you have to be clean.
Your feet, where you walking at, your walk, your everyday walk.
And
yes, sir, that's all right. Your everyday walk, how beautiful them is. Amen. How beautiful them is. When you preach.
Preach the gospel.
When you preach the gospel. That's it. Amen. Amen. We got a whole lot of preachers. They walking and they doing everything. They're saying everything. They enter everything. They acting like they're all kinds of way. Huh? Come on here now.
Amen.
Amen. Well, yeah. We got a lot of preachers that's doing that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I told y'all when I was down in Alabama. I used to go down and. In the country, there the big meetings, and they have the preacher down there. The preacher come down there to preach the year around revival, and they come there and the preacher have his liquor and he drinking his liquor, and then they have to take him out of there because he be so drunk.
All right.
Amen. His feet ain't beautiful.
That's right.
And he trying to tell somebody else what to do, and he doing it himself. Yeah.
So the feet is their way of life.
That's right.
The way they walk, the way they doing walk things in life.
That's right. That's it. Mm-hmm. See, so there is a lot of preaching. I went to Mobile, and I preached down there. Amen. To Pastor Lord, Minister Church down there, Mobile, and I went down there to preach down there. And I got down there, as soon as I got down there, he came out of the church and everybody knowing him, because I asked the people around there, they know him, everybody knowing him. But his life was all messed up. The way he walked. Amen. He come out of the church, and then after he come out of there, there were four, five, or six, or seven women come out. Amen. And I told them, don't need nobody come looking at me, because I got them on.
All
right. So don't need to come at them. And so one of the ladies said, amen, said, this man is crazy. I ain't coming back no more. Because see, they thought they're going to get me because I just coming out that motorhome all sharp, you know. And they thought I was another fish for them.
Uh-huh.
You see, amen. But your feet got to be when
beautiful.
You got to walk clean. Mm-hmm. Put off the old man. Put on the new man. You just can't talk about you're going to carry the word of God and you're going to look like I don't know what and act like I don't know what.
Right.
Amen. And trying to tell somebody what to do and you need to do it yourself.
Amen.
Now read the scripture. We're in, where we at now? Because we got some just come in.
Romans chapter 10.
Romans chapter 10.
10.
And
we have verse 15.
All right. How many got their Bible?
Amen.
Amen. If you ain't got nothing, get your Bible. Got some Bibles right there. You need, everybody need the Bible. Need the Bible. Praise God. Because, see, you don't need to listen to that man. That man telling you anything, a man going to lead you to scrape, going to lead you to hell. If you don't do what the Bible about and the Word of God said. I can't sit here and tell y'all what the Word of God said and they ain't going to live what I'm talking about. Oh, now watch this here now.
And Brenton, how beautiful are the feet of them.
You know, how beautiful are the feet of the man of God, or the woman of God, who bringeth the message. Amen. Praise God. Otherwise, they living what they told me. They is a living when? What that scripture?
Epistle.
They're living the epistle. That's right. Amen. Nobody can put their amen. Put their finger at them, and they can say, "Well, I seen them did this. I seen them this place. And I seen them with that person, and I seen them did this here. And I know for a fact they're doing this and this." Oh no, no. Amen. How beautiful is the feet of them that
preach the
that
gospel,
preach
of,
the
Christ.
Gospel of Christ? Amen. He must be holy. Amen. He must be sanctified, not sanctified.
All right.
But sanctified. Amen. Now this is a good teaching. This is a good teaching. I know that folks don't like me because I'm teaching the word. I'm gonna teach the gospel because I gotta go to heaven.
That's right.
And I know I can't go to heaven if I don't do what the word of God don't preach it and live what I'm talking about.
That's right.
All right, and another version. Go back up there again and bring me back up to the what is that day? The 14.
How then shall they call on him?
How then shall we call upon him?
In whom they have not believed.
And in whom we have not been taught. Taught anything. Taught anything. Amen. And when you be taught, and then it ought to bring you to when?
To the believing.
To the believing. All right, y'all come in. Come on with me. It ought to lead you to the believing. All right, now watch it. Now read now.
How then shall they call on him?
How then shall they call upon him?
In whom they have not believed.
They hadn't believed in him.
And how shall they believe in him?
How shall they believe in him?
Of whom they have not heard.
That's what I was telling the folks out there on the radio today. I was telling the folks out there on the radio today. You see, there were a lot of folks that they won't go to the church. They want to go to the church that people can be able to help them or to tell them the truth and tell them the word of God. They'd rather go anywhere else. Amen. I was talking to, had the tape on that sermon I preached in there, Made in Christ. Mm-hmm. Made in Christ. Amen. And I had that on that this morning. That a lot of folks will not go where they can get the right teaching and the right word. They go anywhere else other than going someplace where they can be taught, amen, the right way to go. Amen. But anyway, you're gonna be made in Christ, and then you have to go somewhere where you can be taught the word of God, and the Lord can be able to work on you, put you on the power, put you on the machine, and mold you, remold you, and make you the way God wants you to be.
Yeah.
Amen. See, so made in Christ. We need to know. It's not made in man.
Right.
Not made in your preacher, not made in the preacher wife, but made in Christ. I know that's right. All right, now watch this here. Now watch this now.
And how shall they believe in him?
Now how? Amen. Now you don't got there. Now how you gonna believe in him? How are you gonna believe in Christ? Read.
Of whom they have not heard.
Yeah, now if you ain't been nowhere here, ain't been nowhere, because you can't, we said a while ago, you can't hear at home. Then we just we said that a few minutes ago.
Yes,
amen. And somebody said, "Well, I'm going home. I ain't coming by no church. When I read my Bible at home, and I start, and I have I know more about God than you know, and I can be just much saved than you are." No, you can't do that.
No, sir.
You got to go somewhere where you can be, where you can hear. Somebody got to feed you the Word of God. And Jesus told Peter, where Simon Peter. Told him to do what? To feed my sheep. Feed who?
My sheep.
Feed my sheep. Amen. Feed God. Otherwise, the sheep need to be fed.
Right.
And you are the sheep.
Amen.
Now, you're God's sheep. You're God's sheep. So now, how are you going to be fed? Anyone else going to be able to feed you if you're at home? You got to have a preacher. All right, read now. Come on.
And how shall they hear?
Now how shall they hear
without a preacher?
Without a preacher. Yeah, without a preacher. Yeah. You got to have a preacher. Don't matter who you are, where you came from. You got to have a preacher. You got to have not a man-made preacher. Not a preacher, praise God, that got a zeal and want to be a preacher and want to tell somebody something. And we got more of that around here and out of here too. They want to tell somebody something, but they don't want to live nothing.
All right,
now watch this here. Now watch this.
And how shall they preach?
Now how shall they preach? How shall the preacher preach? How shall the preacher preach? Amen. Now he got to be an expense of the word himself.
All right.
Before, and Paul said in the scriptures that he must be a partaker of the word. Himself. Amen. Otherwise, I cannot tell you something about what the Word of God said to do, and I'm not doing it myself.
Amen.
Amen. So I got to be able to take of what I tell you.
All right.
Am I right?
Amen.
Oh, my God. This is good stuff. This is a raw meat.
Lord Jesus.
No cornbread, no bread. Can't stop this. Now read now.
And how shall they preach?
Now how shall the preacher preach?
Except they be sent.
Except they are called. Except they are sent. Amen. He said that many are called, but a few are chosen. Otherwise, the chosen one is when?
The sent one.
The sent one. That's it. Y'all got that idea. The chosen one. It said, many that are called, but a few are chosen.
Yes.
Amen. The sent one, we need the chosen one. Read now.
And how shall they preach?
And how shall the preacher preach?
Except they be sent.
Except they are being sent.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them.
How beautiful are the feet of them
that preach the gospel
that
of peace.
Preach the gospel. Not gossip. They got a hand all back there? Yeah. Somebody got the huh? Yeah. Okay, all right, okay. How beautiful
are the feet of them.
Are the feet of them.
That preach the gospel.
That preach the gospel.
Of peace.
Amen. Not gossip. Not gossip. Not going around talking about everybody, talking about the church and all that. Amen. We got a lot of people going around, amen, talking about their preaching. They go around talking about this one and talking about that one, and always got something going. But preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, telling the folks what the gospel. What is the gospel?
The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus
Christ. That's what the gospel is. It's the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Otherwise, the death. Amen. Now, we all just came out of Easter, and it's all about the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My doctor asked me about the Easter, and the other day when I went down there, he was asking me about all of this paganism and all this stuff about the Easter egg and the Easter bunny and all that kind of stuff. He was asking me about it, and I was so glad they asked me. So I started telling him, "Yeah." I said, "It's not." The Easter is not, amen, feeling it is that we are to recognize that the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said that he was going to rise on the third day. Ain't that what he said?
Amen.
He's going to rise on the third day. They were so glad to hear that here. He was going to rise on the third day. I said, this is Friday. When I went down, I said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right.
And what happened Sunday? He got up.
That's right.
They were so glad. Him and the nurse were so glad. See, that's why we need the word, see, so we can be able to write and divide, know how to, you know, to impart knowledge and tell folks you know. And they were so glad. And the nurse said unto, I guess, I don't know what's his wife or what was. She said, I told you so. I told you so. Amen. Amen. But it's not eggs. It's not the eggs. It's not the rabbit. Amen. And I told him, I said, you know, that's just man's doing.
That's right.
And not God's doing. You know, we're supposed to recognize his resurrection. How he was bruised, and he was knocked on, and they drove nails in his hand, and they put a 7-tooth thorn up on his head, and he didn't say a mumbling word, and he did it all for you and I.
Amen.
Amen. See, so the preacher got to have something. Now, if they didn't trust me, they didn't believe me when I said, they wouldn't ask me no questions.
Right. All right, that's right.
Now, I've been going to doctors for years, but he wasn't this doctor, but I was another doctor. He don't got my record, you know, about me. See, but you see, that's why you got to live right.
That's right.
You got your feet, it's got to be clean, got to be pure. All right, now watch this now.
And bring glad tidings.
Now, what the preacher supposed to do?
Preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings.
All in the bring glad. What is glad tidings?
The word.
And they bring the gospel, mm-hmm. The gospel. Amen. The gospel, and the gospel is a hurt you.
That's right.
It'll hurt you. The gospel will stab you. Mm-hmm. The gospel will break you up. The gospel will tear you asunder. The gospel will pierce you. The gospel. That's why we said the death, burial, and the resurrection. Now we went from going back to where we were in the scripture here. Where we were now beginning scripture back here. The spoken word is the sword of the spirit. Huh?
Amen.
And Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, mm-hmm. It tells you the same thing now. It tells you the same thing. Read that verse again, daughter. Hold that up. Read that verse again.
And how beautiful are they?
How beautiful are they?
How beautiful are the feet of them.
Are the feet of them.
That preach the gospel of peace.
That preach the gospel of peace.
And bring glad tidings of good things.
And bring glad tidings. Amen. Otherwise, amen, talking about, amen, the coming of Christ and the death and the resurrection of Christ. What are they?
Good tidings.
They are glad tidings. Uh-huh. Now read it now. Read the other words now.
And Hebrews chapter 4?
It's another verse there that you didn't read that.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 16?
Not that. I'm talking about in that way you just will read it.
Yes, sir. That's where I'm reading at.
All right.
Amen. Romans chapter 10 and verse 15.
Yeah.
And how shall they preach?
All right, that's what I want to say. How shall they preach?
Except they be sent.
Except they be sent.
As it is written.
As it is written.
How beautiful are the feet of them.
How beautiful are the feet of them.
That preach the gospel of peace.
That preach the gospel of peace.
And bring glad tidings.
And bring glad tidings.
Of good things.
Of good things. See, so we got, we preach the gospel. When we preach the gospel will tear you up, saints. Gospel will make you look ugly. Mm-hmm. Amen. It will tear you up. Like those drug people out there, when if you rub their fellas the wrong way, otherwise don't bring them their money. Amen. They'll mess you up.
All right.
Nobody wants to see you.
That's right.
Amen. Otherwise, they'll kill you. Amen. And make you, amen, so bad, mess you up so bad that nobody will want nobody to see you in that condition.
Amen.
That's what them drug players will do. Amen. So now, when we get the word of God and get this word of God and get it on our feet, then it'll tear you asunder. It'll tear you asunder. So that the reason why now Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, and then it'll bag up.
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12.
Yeah.
For the word of God is quick.
Now look what it is. The word of God is quick. The word of God is quick. Read.
And powerful.
And it's powerful.
And sharper.
Anything that is sharp. And then he didn't say just sharp, but it said sharper. Uh-huh. Otherwise, many blades, sharper. Read.
Than any
two-edged sword.
Piercing even to the dividing asunder.
Look at in anything, and you know now, and when he cuts you, and then when the word of God, when you come, and the word of God cuts you, it'll pierce you. Anything, when you're being cut, it hurts. Does that hurt?
It hurts.
It hurts. Man, I went out there yesterday and I hit my hand. It's hurt. I didn't pierce myself, but I hit my hand and it hurt. And at any time, amen, that's what the word of God would do for you. You don't need nobody coming and saying, well, every time I come to church, this heart is always hurting me. It's not this heart, it's the word of God. That's what's hurting you. All right, now watch this now.
Amen. Piercing even to the dividing asunder.
The word will pierce you into the dividing asunder.
Of soul and spirit.
Now, after work on the outside of you, it'll work on the inside of you. Yes. Read.
And of the joint and marrow.
And of the joint of marrow.
And is a discerner. Of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
And that's what the word of God is. And that's why people need to come. And that's why folks die from hearing the word of God, because they feel well, I don't know, and I don't have to give an account.
All right.
That's why they won't come to hear the word. I ain't going to church. I don't want to hear that stuff. Because more I hear it, and then if I don't do it, then I got to get every kind of it. Yeah, folks, there are people like that. Mm-hmm. All right, now watch this now.
Hebrews.
All right, another verse there, and then we move on.
Neither is there any creature.
Neither there is any other creature.
That is not manifested in his sight.
They're not manifested in his sight.
But all things.
All things.
Are naked.
Naked.
Yeah. And open.
And when he started cutting, he make you naked. It make you naked. Amen. Praise God. Y'all ain't never seen nobody being ridiculed and being torn up, being killed and being torn up. You ain't never seen that. Nobody being beat up and all messed all up. Amen. Just like a car run over you and mash you all up. Amen. Praise God. Everything is open. Everything is naked. All your guts and everything. Don't get no amen now.
Amen.
Next before him. All right, let's hold that down and let's go back. Let's go back now and let's pick up. Let's go to Romans. We read the 14, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Romans 13:14.
Romans chapter 13 and verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm talking about the believers now. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
And make no provisions for the flesh.
Now what are we going to do? We ain't going to say, I don't need to go there. I don't need to go. I know everything. I know what the Bible said. I know. Amen. But see, the flesh is talking to tell you that. Amen. The flesh say unto you, say, well, you know you're tired tonight.
All right.
And you know that you're tired today. You know you work all the week and you ought to have one day to yourself. That, you know, the flesh is saying that.
Yeah.
You want to just stay at home and just take it and take it easy. Hmm? You'll be all right. Just stay at home. Amen. You'll be all right. Amen. What you're doing, making when?
Provisions for the flesh.
Making provisions for the flesh. Amen. Flesh is talking to you. And sometimes we look for our friends and our neighbors and our loved ones to be talking to us. Amen. But sometimes it'll be ourselves and our both hinder. Amen. Talking to ourselves, telling ourselves what we need to do, what we need to stop doing, and all that kind of stuff. Amen. Make provision for our flesh. All right, read now.
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
What are we going to do?
Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
What we need to do?
Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to hear everybody.
Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Put them where?
On.
Not around you.
On.
Now, we got a lot of folks that still singing that song. I want Jesus to walk around, walk around, walk around, walk around. But he said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When you put him on, and then there is not suffer, amen, for you, amen, to miss him.
Right.
He's there. And the Lord brought that song to me on Friday night. Oh, he was there all the time. He was there all the time. And that's been on me. I've been singing that song, humming that song all that weekend. He was there. He was there all the time. He was there. Amen. Praise God. And we need him to be with us. Otherwise, put him on.
That's right.
Put him on. Peter said unto them, amen, to put him on. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for, amen, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Amen. Put on him. Amen. Put him on by water baptism.
Yeah.
To walk where?
In the newness of life.
To walk in the newness of life. You can't walk in the newness of life if you don't put him on.
That's right.
Well, this is gospel.
Gospel.
All right, now watch this in now.
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
And make no provisions for the flesh.
And don't nobody make division
for
the flesh. Otherwise, don't let the flesh tell you, amen, don't do this and don't do that. That's what I just said a while ago. Don't go to church. You tired. Oh, you know you're hurting. You know your foot hurt. You know your back hurt. Come on, you know your neck hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Otherwise, the flesh will tell you that. The flesh will tell you that.
Yeah.
Amen. And then see the devil is in the back of it. He's shooting it. And he's telling you, your flesh, what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?